Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Clint Sterner, Ron, the show, Hughley here.
I didn't know he played ball.
Where did he play ball at?
Yeah, at Louisiana Monroe. In Louisiana. He started somewhere else, like Middle Tennessee, or I can't remember exactly where he started.
That's where I went to college. I don't think he went there.
He may not have been there, but he ended up at Louisiana Monroe is where him and I crossed paths in college.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Daniel Jeremiah. He's just keyed in.
We played them boys. We played them boys in
Y'all beat Louisiana Monroe, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we beat Louisiana Monroe. Don't go talking trash though. I mean,
I'm not talking trash. I'm just making sure y'all beat that's a team that you should beat. Daniel Jeremiah, who's joining us on the NFL Network. He's an analyst there, and you can find him on Twitter at Move the Sticks. Daniel is a host of Move the Sticks podcast along with Bucky Brooks. Daniel, I wanted to get your thoughts on this and maybe to give us maybe a more of a national perspective. We talked to a few. We're reeling from the Hopkins trade. What for you is the most surprising part of that trade?
How much time do you guys have?
We got about 3.5.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead. Put your toes up. I just said that.
No, I mean, it was bizarre all the way around. I mean, not getting a first-round pick is probably the first thing I would point to. Taking the entirety of David Johnson's contract would be the second thing I would point to. It was out of left field. It totally caught me off guard. I understand if you're at an impasse on doing a new contract and, you know, if you decide you want to go another direction, I understand that with the depth of the receiver class, you know, not necessarily going to find DeAndre Hopkins, but you can find some good players. But the return on the trade just didn't make any sense to me. And that's what I can't wrap my head around. And for those main two factors, not getting a one, and then even if you like David Johnson, which, you know, that's a debate, but there's no reason you should have had to take on the entirety of that contract. You should have made Arizona pay for at least a good chunk of that.
DJ, with the way that transaction worked out, the way that the Clowney deal went down at the last minute last year, I know a lot of people couldn't find a way to like the Tunsil deal because there was the two first rounders involved. With all that you've seen from the Houston Texans, man, are you concerned with how they're conducting business, being the fact that Bill O'Brien has the two titles of the head coach and the GM?
Yeah, I think it's a lot. And I know they've got other people that are helping out there, but I think it's too much for one guy. And I the one thing I didn't have a problem with of all the stuff you mentioned, you know, I think they could have fetched a little bit more from Clowney, but that one, you know, I don't love that one, but I'm okay with it. I thought getting Laremy Tunsil was a smart thing to do. The thing that wasn't smart was not working out the contract situation. So, you know, I don't have a problem giving up the two ones if you consider both those ones are going to be, you know, more than likely in the 20s. You're not going to find a player like Laremy Tunsil to protect your franchise quarterback in that area of the draft. So I'm okay with that one. But again, it was just the details. You got to get that contract done before you finalize the deal, and they didn't do that. And now they're in a tough spot because you talk about leverage. Nobody has leverage like Laremy Tunsil has leverage.
Oh, that's interesting. Daniel Jeremiah, NFL network analyst. I'm curious, just real quick on the DeAndre Hopkins. You said he didn't get fair value, the one, David Johnson and Pan. What, just for us to understand, what should have been the compensation for a guy like DeAndre Hopkins?
To me, I think you're looking at, you know, you're starting with a one and a three would probably be the place that I would start. And you're hoping maybe there's a situation where you can get some more sugar, as I like to call it, on top of the deal, which would mean, you know, maybe it's you get a one and a three, maybe you give up a five and you get back another three next year, you know. But you hope to get a combination of three good picks. And maybe that results in you parting with one along the way. But to me, the big thing is just it's gotta start with a one and a three. That's where we begin.
DJ, you're an old quarterback, man. You and I crossed paths back in the day. Me and Show were talking about it before you came on, man. And there's obviously a young quarterback that's right in the middle of all of the things that we've mentioned about the Houston Texans right now. Just your thoughts on how the Hopkins move impacts Watson for right now, as well as long-term fit in Houston for Deshaun Watson.
Well, I don't think, you know, all this stuff that's happened, I still, you know, I can't envision a scenario where Deshaun Watson is not the quarterback of this team for a long time. I mean, that, you know, you try and repair that as best you can with losing Hopkins. And one way you can do that is go out and get him some help with these second round picks, go in there and bring in some guys that can add to this offense. But, you know, I know he probably was frustrated, and obviously by some of the rap lyrics he was tweeting out. You can read into that however you will, but I think this would be something that will smooth out over time. And Bill O'Brien's got to hope that he's the one that's able to do that, but he's put himself, you know, put the bullseye right on himself to see what happens this next year. If this next year, they don't go to the playoffs after the aggressive and bold decisions that were made, you know, I'm sure that Bill O'Brien would have to answer for that, but I don't envision any scenario, where Deshaun Watson is not the quarterback of this team for a very long time.
That's interesting. So you don't even see a place where he could just say, I'm just so fed up with this organization right now that I will just wait it out until I have the control to be able to move on if I want to. You don't even see that as a possibility.
No, you know, the challenge is with the new CBA that was just agreed upon, the language in there is not very forgiving for guys that hold out and don't show up. So guys aren't going to do it. They're not going to sacrifice their type of stand. That's money they're never going to get back. So you don't have the leverage of being able to hold out. They have the leverage of being able to extend this out franchise and franchise again if they want. You know, I'm not saying that it's, you know, relationship with Deshaun Watson for the next decade plus, but Deshaun Watson ain't going anywhere.
Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network analyst, joining us on Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. DJ, before we jump into the draft, which I know you're chomping at the bit to get to, I do have one more question for the Texans, and it's just the move that we've been discussing with Hopkins essentially is the big move. They also signed Randall Cobb, kept some guys in-house. Do you feel – I'm concerned the Texans haven't made enough noise at this point in free agency on the defensive side of the football, because they need some help on the – some serious help on the defensive side of the football. Are you concerned at all, and is there anybody out there that you think could help the Texans in free agency?
Well, there's not a whole heck of a lot out there. You know, I heard there's this guy, Jadeveon Clowney. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
Don't do it, no. DJ.
I'm just messing with you. No, there's not. It's pretty picked over. But we'll see what happens. There's always a trade market, too. You know, you'd see what could pop free. You know, once the draft takes place, that's, you know, tends to pry some veterans free as well once those positions are addressed. So there's still another couple waves of this thing. But right in front of them right now, it's about finding a way to ace the draft. I mean, that's their best opportunity to improve their football team. But I'm with you defensively. There are significant holes on this roster right now, and you lost a darn good defensive tackle that I don't know many people around the country pay much attention to. But man, he was tough to move inside. So that was DJ Reader is not somebody that's easy to replace, in my opinion.
Daniel, you speak of DJ Reader. We've talked about Hopkins, and they did get a second-round pick for this year, so they have two twos. Like, how do you see what they've done in the offseason thus far? How do you see that affecting the draft in terms of what should be the things that they should be going after?
Well, I mean, I'm not a betting man. Hypothetically, if I was, if one of those two second rounders is not a receiver, I'll be shocked. So, I mean, I think that's one area they can address right there. You know, I don't know if you can count on Fuller to stay healthy. I love his game, but you just can't count on him. I think Randall Cobb's a good player, but I think they may be overpaid a little bit for him. You know, Kenny Stills is a nice deep threat, but I still think trying to find somebody that can play above the rim and replace that physicality that you lost at the receiver position is a way I would think they would go with one of those two picks. And they still need work at corner. You need another pass rusher as well. So there's about five needs you need to solve with two picks. So maybe the answer is you trade one of those picks back a little bit and try and get some more picks.
DJ, we got me and show got a little bet. We got a little side bet here on Justin Herbert. Before we get into Justin Herbert, talk to me a little bit about the quarterback, the top quarterbacks in general. Tua's little video that he put out the other day, which was awesome, by the way. Great to see that guy moving. If you've ever, which you have, DJ, if you've ever taken a drop and move like that, you understand that's putting a lot of torque and pressure on your hips in order to do it the way that he's doing it. So that was impressive. But talk us through the top three or four quarterbacks in this year's draft real quick.
Yeah, sure. To me, I think there's the top two, then there's a little bit of a gap. So I have Burrow and then Tua. Burrow is just, you know, obviously he's healthy, you start there, but decision-making, accuracy, poise, pocket awareness, they're at an elite level. He does not have a huge arm, but he doesn't need to throw with anticipation, timing, and touch. And I think he's outstanding. And then Tua, I was glad to see that well. The question with him is not going to be, can you get him up to 100%? The question is going to be, what's the likelihood of recurrence with this hip? And that's where you got to rely on your medical people. But both those guys, I imagine, you know, Burrow's going to be the first pick. Tua more than likely probably will be a trade-up situation to the third pick with Detroit, which would be either the Dolphins at 5 or the Chargers at 6. And then you get to the next group, which is Herbert and then Love, and it's a floor-ceiling debate. Justin Herbert, higher floor. You're not going to miss on him, you know, kind of a steady Eddie, but not a real playmaker. And then Jordan Love is a higher ceiling, lower floor. So there's risk there. He did not play as well this year, but, man, he's probably the most natural thrower. Like, if you want to just have the NFL version of the three-point contest and just watch, Jordan Love's as pure as it gets.
Well, help us out here, Daniel, real quick before we let you go. Well, we got a bet, a steak bet, a real steak, cheap stuff, a real steak bet that Justin Herbert, I believe he's going to go into the top 10. Clint does not. Where do you see him fitting?
Oof. I'll say I do believe he will go in the top 10.
Let's go.
I'm not saying I would take him in the top 10 because he is, as we sit right now, a month out from the draft, Justin Herbert is my 20th overall player. So I don't view him as a top 10 talent, but I think he'll be a top 10 pick.
Thank you, Daniel. Fantastic. Daniel Jeremiah always gets things right, and I believe he got that right as well. Thanks, Daniel.
Yeah, well, DJ, you ain't getting no damn invite to dinner.
we'll press on. We'll press on.
Thank you, man. Have a good one. That's Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network analyst, and you can follow him once again on at Move the Sticks, and he also is the host of a podcast with Bucky Brooks, also called at Move the Sticks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.